Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, a joint Irish-UK project aims to solve the mystery of where the cuckoo migrates to in winter. The initiative between the National Parks and Wildlife Service and the British Trust for Ornithology will track the birds from when they depart Ireland. To discuss this new tagging system project, I'm joined by Director of the Cuckoo Tracking Project. The Director of the Cuckoo Tracking Project, that's incredible, that title, Conservation Ranger Sam Bailey. Sam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. It's an honorary title, I'm sure.
It's a fantastic title. Tell me all about this.
Cuckoo is one of the most sort of enigmatic species that we have in Ireland, and everybody knows the cuckoo and, sort of has been brought up with the sound of the cuckoo. And it's obviously a very important sort of in Irish folklore and part of our history. But we know very little about them. So we know a little bit about what they do here, but we know nothing about when they're not here.
How are you going to track them, Sam?
So we've fitted four birds with satellite tracking devices. They're a little, what looks like a little bit like a backpack that sort of sits on the back of the bird.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, absolutely serious. It's tiny though. It's about five. It's only about 5 grams. And it's got a series of solar panels on the back to keep the battery going, and a little aerial off the back, and that's sending signal direct to a satellite so we can get regular feeds of where they're going and what they're doing.
How do you put the solar panel backpack on the cuckoo's back without impeding its wingspan?
Well, it's a very good question, actually, because it's a very, very delicate operation. And that's part of the reason that we got, the main reason we got BTO involved is the British Trust for Ornithology, because they've been doing this project for about 10 years in Britain. Mm-hmm. And they've got, amazing experience with working with these birds. We had a couple of the field workers from the BTO came over, helped us with fitting the tracking devices. So we got 3 birds from Killarney National Park and 1 from the Byron National Park. And they are out there at this moment.
They're flying away with a backpack on their back. So tell me this, are you doing this? Are you tracking them because their numbers are in decline?
Well, partly, yes. I mean, that's obviously sort of a species which is in decline, very important to us to try and find out why. And as I said, we know very, very little about actually what is going on with our cuckoos. Mm-hmm. So there's been a 27% decline in the 40 years between 1968, mm-hmm. and the early 2000s. There was a 27% decline in cuckoos in Ireland. And they seem to have been more sort of moving, sort of away from the eastern edge, south and east of Ireland, and still more around the north and west.
Come here to me, before I let you go, I see you're a sexist project as well. You're only tagging the male singing cuckoo. Why is that?
Yeah, so we're only tagging the males because the males are bigger. And it's very important that, so the tags that we use are, as I say, they're only 5 grams, but there's a threshold of making sure that you're not putting too large a weight on a bird for their welfare, and to make sure that they are, acting naturally.
Okay.
Because otherwise it would be ridiculous. But the females are quite a lot smaller than the males. So at the moment, it's only the males which are being tagged.
Okay, and in a word, can the public view the tracking, or is that something you do just?
There's live blog. Well, there's blogs which are for each of the birds, which can be followed. So if you go to the Killarney National Park website, you can have a look at the blogs, and you can, not quite in real time, but you can see when they're updated, when they're doing something. So you can follow exactly what they're doing.
Well, you're some man for one man, conservation ranger, I should say, and maybe conservative as well. I don't think so, though. conservation ranger and director of the Cuckoo Tracking Project, Sam Bailey. Thank you very much indeed.